The truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, February 10th, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. It's another very, very busy news day. And again, I can't fit it all into the radio show. And so if you want more details, go over to whatreallyhappened.com because it's just page after page of breaking news here. Trying to keep it all sorted out there. Anyway, we're going to do as much news as we can before it's time to open up our phone lines for comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it here. Well, finally, the United States has won a gold medal in the 2022 Winter Olympics. They won the gold medal for snowboarding, and so they got one. And, you know, they're out there already saying, well, you know, China is trying to, you know, use COVID to, you know, keep the athletes, you know, beaten down. It's a form of cheating and blah, blah, the usual stuff that you get with that. All right. Getting on to the White House here. Real Clear Politics took an average of all of the most recent national surveys measuring Biden's standing as president in the eyes of the voters. Now, the polls tend to be all over the place, so Real Clear Politics figured, well, we'll just average them all together and get a number. And his approval rating is at 39%, and his disapproval is at 54%. And cheer up, Joe, at least you're still more popular than COVID is here. And another poll is showing only 10% of independents strongly approve of Joe Biden. So it's not looking really good. I think it's pretty much a given he's a one-term president at this point. Now, a lot of people reacted very negatively to this report that there was going to be a Health and Human Services grant program of $30 million that included free crack pipes. And a lot of people say, you know what, insulin prices are going up and you're giving away crack pipes for free. That doesn't really make a lot of sense here. But I don't know. Maybe Biden thought if we all had crack pipes, we would forget about the empty store shelves and, you know, just, you know, vote Democratic come the midterms here. But Tucker Carlson basically mocked Biden and said, you know, Hunter smoked crack in style. And the latest word we are getting on out is that this crack pipe program is going to be canceled. They're not going to do it. It was a dumb idea to begin with. You know, other countries were around the world were looking at the United States and saying, what are you guys thinking over there? Or perhaps more accurately, what are you smoking? And we already know what that might be. But they are canceling the program. Meanwhile, on social media, there are all kinds of memes out there. You know, the official presidential crack pipe, you know, baby's first crack pipe toys and things like that here. Now, Senator Ron Johnson is out there wagging his finger in the general direction of the White House, saying that every decision Biden has made has weakened America. And he's got this, you know, very long list of things he's talking about. And, you know, in his first day or two of office, what did he do? Well, he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. He relaxed sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which was a clear signal to Putin that we're going to be weak. We're going to let you walk all over us. And now, of course, Biden has reversed course, and he's out there saying, we're going to shut it down, we're going to shut it down, we're going to shut it down here. And, you know, they're not making decisions in terms of what's really best. It's all driven by the politics, and we saw how that, you know, contributed to the downfall of the Soviet Union. Interesting article out of UNS.com. Yeah, the title is Tyranny Ahead, and they're talking about this recent Department of Homeland Security announcement that equates all dissent from official narratives with ideological beliefs and personal grievances that pose an ongoing threat to the nation. And they're out there saying such threat actors are seeking to sow discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government institutions. And as I pointed out yesterday, the U.S. government is undermining public trust in the U.S. government with all the lies they keep telling us over and over and over. And the ruling elites are very upset that people around the world are waking up. The COVID narrative is falling apart. The Russian narrative is falling apart. And so they're basically out there saying that, you know, conservatives and MAGA people and those of us, you know, who have the smarts to see past the government lies, we're now a terroristic threat. And as I've said many, many times before, I may be irritating, obnoxious, and overbearing. I am not a terrorist. I'm more of an annoyicist, I think. If you need a title for that here. Polls are showing that 3/4 of Americans believe that defunding the police has contributed to the rising violent crime. Well, it's kind of an obvious situation. They started cutting police budgets. Crime started going right through the roof here. And Americans are saying it's time to refund the police to get them out there to deal with all this runaway crime in the streets of America. Now, Nancy Pelosi recently did an about-face regarding congressional stock trading, and she's already running into resistance. There's one Democrat member of Congress who owns at least $1 million in shares in Facebook, and he said this proposed ban on stock trading in Congress is bovine excrement because it suggests members are inherently corrupt. Wow, what a shock that is. Politicians inherently corrupt. Who would have thunk that one? Okay. And again, if members of Congress want to invest their money, they can do it through mutual funds so they do not know where their own personal money is going. And that isolates their wealth from their decision making. But the you know, members of Congress want to be able to exploit the inside information that they've got in order to make very profitable stock trades, which, by the way, if you and I did that, we'd go to jail. It's called insider trading, and it is illegal for everybody except members of Congress here. Meanwhile, as some of the January 6 cases are starting to hit the court systems, leftists are trying to figure out a way to sideline Clarence Thomas out of concerns that he may be very sympathetic to the First Amendment rights of the January 6 protesters and might be very upset at the very cruel manner in which they have been treated. That certainly is true here. Okay, now we're still seeing the aftermath of that revelation that the Department of Justice has been spying on members of Congress. Now, Nancy Pelosi got up there and said, no, it's not going on. It's absolutely ridiculous. And Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nels released a series of tweets revealing the Capitol Police illegally investigating his office. They did not have a warrant. They did not have probable cause. You know, Representative Nels is a vocal critic of the obviously partisan January 6th committee and also is making an issue of the shooting death of Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt. And so they're trying to go after him and find a way to silence him. And, you know, talk about dictatorship. This is real Gestapo kind of stuff we're seeing here. Getting on back to the January 6th witch hunt committee, they have now subpoenaed Peter Navarro to come in and testify. They're going to grill him and try and find something that they can use to claim that all conservatives, all Republicans, and Donald Trump are insurrectionists and use the 14th Amendment to bar Donald Trump from running in 2024. So they are really desperate. They're really scared. The whole election fraud political masquerade is coming apart, and they don't know what to do here. Meanwhile, cancel culture, pardon me, is still on the warpath against conservatives like Joe Rogan, and they're putting pressure not just on Spotify, but on Airbnb and GoFundMe, which we already know about. GoFundMe canceled the Canadian Freedom Convoy. They canceled me. And they're out there still playing all these dirty tricks here because frankly, they can't think of anything else to do. And all they're doing, again, is they're undermining their own credibility. The American people are seeing the dictatorship act like a dictatorship. And from this point on, everything these Democrats do is only going to make matters worse. Now, getting on back to Joe Rogan, somebody took one of his podcasts and edited it to make it look like Joe Rogan agreed with a guest's assertions about African Americans' genetic predisposition to violence. Now, if you look at the unedited video, Rogan is basically arguing against those claims. But somebody edited the video to make Joe Rogan look bad. They put it all over social media, and millions have seen it. And so we need to get the word out there that it is selectively edited. It's just another piece of political propaganda, and we have to be very, very careful. I mean, the lies have hit the tsunami stage, is where it is right now. You know, it's like a real-life version of The Matrix. Everything that you see in front of you is an illusion here. All right, there is a new whistleblower video obtained by The Federalist, and it reveals that 80% of Delaware County, Pennsylvania precincts lacked a valid chain of custody for the provisional ballots cast in the November 2020 election. And the video, along with some others, provides further evidence that while officials continue to deny any irregularities occurring during the last presidential election, there were widespread violations of the election code in the large Pennsylvania county, followed by intensive cover-up efforts. Now, somebody went on out and they did a tally of all 50 states, and currently there are over 5 million questionable, unlawful, or spurious ballots identified in states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And it's time for the Republicans to stand up and do something about this, or they're all going to be out of work during the midterms. Because, you know, if the Democrats don't have a reason to quit cheating, they're going to go on cheating. And that's just the way it is. And I wish our Republican members of Congress had a little bit more spine, you know, to try and go after this problem. All right, let's get into COVID. A lot is going on there. Let's see. Earlier today, Sweden announced that as far as they're concerned, the COVID pandemic has ended, and they, along with other European nations, are ending virus restrictions. Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson basically said it is time to open Sweden again. And Tuesday, Denmark, scrapped their restrictions, followed by Norway and other European nations. It's finally coming to an end. It's falling apart. Nobody believes the lies anymore. So over in the United Kingdom, they are saying that the worst of COVID is over. We had the Omicron variant there, but experts are agreeing the outbreak has peaked after weeks of confusion over the true situation as calls mount for Boris to follow Sweden and ditch mass testing and other regulations. And Boris seems to be getting ready to do just that. They don't want trucker convoys in their countries. They're seeing what's happening up in Canada. They don't want that to happen. And they know the only way to stop it is to back off all of this nonsense that they have been shoveling at us for 2 years. Remember, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and we're now in year three on this thing. And more importantly, medical examiners and coroners, at the risk of their careers, are now starting to come on out and confirm that a lot of people are dying from the vaccines. And coming on out of New York, there was this 24-year-old college student, George Watts Jr., and he passed away from vaccine-related myocarditis caused by the COVID shots he was forced to take by the school just 1 month before he died. Another very, very tragic story here. A six-year-old boy developed myocarditis just 2 days after receiving the COVID gene therapy shots. Yeah, it's so bad, he is no longer able to walk. And so it's really out there. All right. Experts today have called for the scrapping of the daily publication of COVID deaths to be brought forward because they are completely out of sync with the true number of people dying from just the virus. Now, the way they've been inflating the numbers is anybody who goes into the hospital for any reason, if they've got COVID in them, they're listed as a COVID death. And we've had some really ridiculous examples of how this is being abused. There was a car accident. Somebody was thrown from the car and killed on the spot, but he tested positive for COVID. He was listed as a COVID fatality. One that we had, I think it was just last week, somebody was shot to death. It's full of bullet holes. No, forget the bullets. It's a COVID death here. And statistics are showing that the official toll is actually overblown by up to 40%. That is a huge, huge error factor. It's unacceptable. Certainly in the private sector, if you made a mistake that bad, you would be fired. Okay. Meanwhile, the technology companies, social media platforms are continuing their campaign of censoring. They have silenced dozens of doctors and shut down over 800 accounts for what they're describing as COVID-19 misinformation, with misinformation basically being a catch-all phrase for reporting on deaths from the vaccines, reporting on the fact that these vaccines aren't really vaccines, they're gene therapies, and worse, they're not really working. So in the Media Research Center, they have a group called the Free Speech America Censor Track, and it monitors acts of censorship across online platforms. They identified over 41 instances between March 2020 and February 2022 in which doctors, scientists, and medical organizations were being censored. We're not talking about some kid in a garage just, you know, typing into his computer about what he thinks is going on. We're talking about respected doctors, experts in their fields, being silenced because they are not going along with the official orthodox story of COVID. Little revelation has come out of South Africa. The doctor who discovered Omicron, the Omicron variant, has now said that she was being pressured not to reveal that it was a very mild form of COVID. And she's out there now saying, they will not silence me. And that's a good thing. People need to start speaking up here. You've got to get the truth out there or the liars are going to win here. Okay, and let's see. After 2 years of scaremongering using fraudulent data, the Biden administration is now going back and recalculating the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. to determine those hospitalized as a direct cause of the virus and those who are simply in the hospital for other reasons, which were a large number of them. And don't forget, you know, these COVID tests cannot really tell the difference between COVID and the flu. Remember how that first year was COVID, 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 and magically we didn't have a flu season. Well, I don't think the flu took a year off. I think we just had, if somebody came in with the flu, oh, it's probably COVID. The test shows it's COVID, and there you are here. Meanwhile, over in Delaware, Joe Biden's home state, the governor has announced they're letting the state's indoor mask mandate expire, rejecting Biden's recommendation that schools continue to require universal masking. So even Biden's home state is saying, you know, take this mask and shove it. Okay, interesting little story. This came out of Zero Hedge here. Scientists over in Hungary, examining a variant of COVID-19, have discovered genetic material that suggests the strain was being worked on in a Chinese laboratory. This supports the lab leak theory, or the lab release theory, depending upon which version you want. The researchers found traces of a unique variant of coronavirus while examining DNA from soil from Antarctica that had been sent to the firm Sangon Biotech in Shanghai. Now, the genetic material from Chinese hamsters and green monkeys was also discovered, which may suggest the virus was being examined in a lab using either the animals themselves or their cells. So, This discovery contradicts claims that the virus jumped from animals to humans naturally. We'll be right back after these few words.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
We're talking about COVID-19, and going back to that previous story, there is more and more evidence supporting the lab leak theory. And when it was first being suggested a couple of years ago, the corporate media was saying, oh, it's ridiculous, it's tinfoil hat conspiracy, it's racist because it's hate against the Chinese, until they found out that the U.S. was writing the checks for this gain-of-function research here. And so all of a sudden, very slowly, ideas that had been dismissed as conspiracy theories are now becoming, stories on the mainstream narrative here. And see where we're going on this thing. So far in 2022, innumerable U.S. states, in addition to countries like Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, are lifting COVID restrictions. Connecticut and Delaware are planning on lifting school mask mandates by the end of March. Oregon officials have also announced that general mask mandates would be lifted March 31st. Even New Jersey and California announced they would ease mandates in coming weeks. And now we're seeing the corporate media narrative start to mutate. They realize they pushed this thing as far as they could, and they don't want trucker convoys showing up in their capitals, and so somebody's decided to pull the plug, because after all, they've all made enough money off of this thing. You know, billions and billions of dollars out there here. Getting on to the Freedom Convoy up there in Canada, story coming out of Paul Craig Roberts. He says, I'm all for the Canadian truckers. They have carried three provinces of Canada and a judge with them. And they've declared war on the ruling elite, just as Trump did. But the truckers and their supporters are many, and they are determined. And it's actually unexpected how strong this resistance has been from the Canadians. And it's happening. And the world opinion is with the truckers here. Okay. Now, apparently, there was an attempt by agent provocateurs to recreate the same scam they did in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And agents provocateurs tried to get the truckers to enter the Parliament building so the media could scream, truckers insurrection, truckers insurrection. The truckers, of course, having learned from the mistakes of the Trump supporters, did not fall for it. They just absolutely said, no, it's nonsense here. All righty. Now, there was an interesting little video that we linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. And it's a video by this nurse, Kristen Nagel. And she's confronting a CBC camera crew and basically saying, you know, how her life was destroyed by speaking out about the vaccines and COVID. She was fired. She was doxxed. She was getting, death threats. And all of it was looking really, really bad. But remember, politics is perception. And the public perception is that the government of Canada has entered into dictatorship, and anything that Trudeau does to the truckers from this point forward is only going to make the situation worse. We've crossed a very important line here. Meanwhile, the legal group representing the truckers is trying to communicate to the authorities that everything being done by the trucker protests is protected by the Canadian Charter of Human Rights, and they're trying to get that message to the police. And in recent days, police have seized fuel and arrested individuals in relation to the transportation of fuel to supply the convoy. You know, they're out there saying, if you take fuel to the convoy, we're going to arrest you. And apparently the attitude among the Canadian people is, you can't arrest us all. You really can't. And so far, four Canadian provinces have rolled back their COVID mandates during the Freedom Convoy. Ottawa and Saskatchewan have now dropped their COVID mandates. And it sounds good, but we have to be careful because we are dealing with politicians here. And the Premier of Alberta talked a lot about ending the vaccine mandates in the hope that the border blockade would go away. It turned out that he was lying, has no intention about ending the mandates, so the border blockade is going to continue here. Back in Ottawa, one of their city councilors is calling the Freedom Truckers every bad name they can think of. They're terrorists, they're traitors, they're insurrectionists, they're threats to democracy, and here's the giveaway, they're Trumpians. Those truckers, they must be fans of Donald Trump. Ooh, ooh, bad, bad Donald Trump here. And so the hysteria is continuing. They're describing the Freedom Convoy as an occupation and a siege and terrorism. And again, there was this undercover Canadian government agent provocateur tried to entrap truckers and instigate a siege of Parliament Hill, was discovered to have a microphone hidden in his scarf. But again, the protesters were too smart to do something that stupid. See, here's the problem. When the governments keep playing the same dirty tricks on the population learns real quick. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the Canadian Freedom Convoy and the reaction by governments around the world to all of these developments. Down here in the United States, Jen Psaki came on out trying to create a new paradigm, if you will, that would set up the Canadian truckers for arrest as domestic terrorists. She came on out claiming the protest is no longer about the vaccine mandates. It's completely disconnected. And she alleged, told without any evidence, as usual, she said it's clear these disruptions have broadened in scope beyond the vaccine requirement implementation. And that's now the official narrative. The Freedom Convoy is about sedition and overthrowing the government. And it really is, illustrating that this is how democratic governments in the supposedly free West operate. Australia now has its concentration camps. Austria's government has voted to force the dangerous gene therapy treatments on all citizens. Canada and the U.S. Are committed to redefining the exercise of constitutionally protected civil liberty as domestic extremism. And it's rapidly reaching a breaking point. And it's going to come down to who wants it more. Do the tyrants want tyranny more than free people want freedom? And I hope this is not going to go violent, but it seems to be being pushed in that direction. And this gets back to what John F. Kennedy said: those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Okay. Now, again, trying to generate negative publicity for the Canadian truckers, there was a counter-protester. You know, the Canadian government has rounded up a bunch of people and said, go on out there and scream, you know, we want the jabs, we want the jab. Well, you can get the jab, okay? The truckers are not saying, you know, stop the vaccines. They're just saying leave it up to the individual Canadian people to decide for themselves, which is a very reasonable approach. But one of the counter-protesters was caught on video trying to fake being hit by one of the Freedom Convoy trucks. And the truck was just barely moving. And he basically, this counter-protester, just sort of leaned into the vehicle and then dramatically fell to the ground, flailing in the street and, you know, laying spread eagle on the ground. And on the video, you can hear the bystanders saying, oh, come on. And he's just pretending. And so, yeah, they're getting really, really desperate out there, because ultimately they know that the Canadian people, like the American people, you know, we have rights that are recognized and acknowledged in the Bill of Rights and the Canadian Charter of Human Rights, and we're not going to surrender them. You know, we're not. I mean, when you have a government that is refusing to follow the contract with the people, that's now an illegitimate government, and the citizens are absolved of any support or loyalty to that government. It's time to go back and reread that Declaration of Independence. Anyway, there's a lot of these crimes being committed against the Freedom Convoy in the name of emergency measures, and there's a lot of abuse going on, you know, all on the side of the government. We've all talked about that video of this 67-year-old man literally dragged out of his vehicle for honking in support of the truckers. He wasn't even part of the convoy. He just tooted his horn at them, and the cops dragged him out and just really abused him. There's another video showing the Canadian police are now stealing the firewood that the truckers have, you know, brought to have fires to keep themselves warm and cook their food and so forth. Now, there was a big stink when the Ottawa police were confiscating, I'm sorry, let's use the correct word. They were stealing the fuel from the Freedom Convoy. And there was a judge who came on in and said, no, you cannot do that. You've got to return the fuel. And everybody said, okay, well, hopefully that's going to calm things down. No, it turned out the police contaminated the fuel tanks. They poured a bunch of water in there, which makes the fuel basically unusable. And even if it succeeds in burning, that steam inside the cylinders of the engine can cause a lot of corrosion. It can ruin the engines here. Anyway, the Ottawa police are saying don't bring gas for the Freedom Convoy, and people are bringing the gas anyway. This is a mass movement. This is an entire population of the country standing up against tyrannical government. And you would like to think that Trudeau knows when to quit, but no, he's still out there. How dare you challenge my godlike powers and authority here? And you know, he really is. He's caught up in love with his own self-image, and he's addicted to power, addicted to money. Anyway, down at the Blue Water Bridge to Canada, the traffic in Michigan is now backed up for 10 miles following the truckers, and now farmers. Farmers are out there with their tractors shutting down the Ambassador Bridge. Now, there is an important lesson to be learned from the Freedom Convoy regarding digital currencies because of what GoFundMe did, okay? What GoFundMe did proves how digital money can simply be taken away from you at the whim of somebody in authority. And the convoy is also showing how control over our vehicles is important to our freedoms. And that gets to the idea of these remote cutoff switches, which if they were already in these trucks, Canada would have just said, flip the switch and just stall the trucks right where they are. So, again, this is getting more and more complex. But the Canadian people, the American people, people around the world want their freedoms back. They've had enough of this nonsense. They really have here. Now, Trudeau is showing up at the Canadian Parliament. He got a real drubbing from the interim leader of the Conservative Party, Candace Bergen. Another session today where pretty much, you know, all the Parliament is saying this has gone on far enough. It's time to end this. They were asking some very pointed scientific questions. And Trudeau just walked out. Just left Parliament, you know, went out and threw a tantrum and just said, you know, I don't have to listen to this, you know, to heck with the facts and the science. I'm in charge here. Okay, now, responding to a reader email, we ran a poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Do you support the Canadian convoy? Yes, got 99%. Excuse me. And no got 1%. In fact, no got just 3 votes out of almost 400 as of the last time I checked. So, yeah, support for the Canadian truckers is definitely out there here. Getting to the international news, there has been kind of a negative development here. Sergey Lavrov was in conversation with a British official, I'm blanking on the name right now, but the official basically irritated Lavrov. Lavrov had basically asked a valid, legitimate question, which was, you know, are you going to continue to tell us that we cannot move our military assets around on our own territory? And the British official said, yes, we're going to make a big issue of that. And at that point, Lavrov said, you know, this is point. He described the entire meeting as a mute talking to a deaf person. So definitely not working there. All righty. Interesting little article. This one coming on out of Zero Hedge asking if Biden thinks he's now the king of Europe. And it's basically relating to how Biden is coming on in, acting like he is in charge of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Well, he's not. The United States does not own that pipeline. It's owned by Russia and their partners. Germany very much needs that pipeline to go into operation. And Biden's out there, you know, originally he removed sanctions on it, as we mentioned before. Now he's out there saying, we're going to shut it down because Russia is the bad guy. And Germany's saying, no, we need that oil and gas, please. Okay. Anyway, Biden said after his meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz that he will end the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Europe if Moscow sent troops into Ukraine. And basically said, you know, didn't explain what he was going to do, said we will bring an end to it, which suggests maybe he's going to bomb the thing here. And he was pressed for details on how the U.S. could shut down the Nord Stream 2. Biden only muttered, I promise you, we'll be able to do it. And that sounds like, you know, the bombs may fall on that one. Meanwhile, the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, is saying that they're considering the possibility of deploying battle groups in Romania near the Black Sea. And he said, we're also looking into whether we should have a more long-term change in our posture in the eastern part of the alliance. So they're lining up their troops on both sides, and they're rattling the sabers. This is going to happen. It's going to take a false flag to get it going. But it's going to happen. Russia doesn't want a war. Ukraine doesn't want a war. Most of Europe doesn't want a war. Most of NATO doesn't want a war. But Biden wants his war because he thinks a war is going to distract the American people from the crashing economy, the embarrassment of Afghanistan, the mishandling of COVID, LGBTQ in our public schools, and on and on. And, you know, he's relying on past history where the U.S. gets into a major war to distract the the population from the mismanagement. But it's a different population today, and they know it, or they wouldn't be going on out accusing anybody who questions the official policies of being a domestic terror threat. All right. Over in Finland, one of their politicians, member of the Finns party, Mika Niikko, was forced to step down as the Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee for saying that Ukraine probably should not be allowed to join NATO. And they just basically kicked him out there. You know, we're all in for the war here. Okay. Now, getting on back to Afghanistan, that was a debacle. It was a botch up. And we may see the same thing when hostilities start in Ukraine, because yesterday on CNN's Situation Room, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby stated there is no active planning going on for a non-combatant evacuation of American citizens in Ukraine, and there's plenty of time for Americans that are living in Ukraine to leave. So that's basically it. Just like we have Americans still stuck inside Afghanistan, they're basically saying, well, you know, you Americans in Ukraine, you're on your own. You know, get out now, or, you know, we're not going to bother with you here. Britain is sounding a warning that Vladimir Putin is planning a nuclear strategic exercise, meaning a rehearsal, no real bombs there. And this is as Russia begins military drills with Belarus. NATO came on out describing it as a dangerous moment for Europe. So the war rhetoric, the war porn, if you will, is still continuing here. All right. The White House yesterday warned that the indirect negotiations with Iran in Vienna have reached an urgent point, and an agreement needs to be reached soon to revive the nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. And the sticking points are basically two. Iran wants the U.S. to remove all the sanctions they agreed to remove in the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. On the other side, the United States and its cohorts, if you will, are demanding to add limits to Iran's ballistic missile program to what is essentially a deal regarding nuclear arms. And that is the impasse. Now, over in Israel, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett called Joe Biden last Sunday and said, do not return to the Iran nuclear deal. You know, we in Israel demand you do not reach a deal with Iran. And, we may see Biden say, no, we're going to go forward, or Biden may back off here. But Biden is fighting this war right on his front lawn. Because there are numerous Israeli lobby groups in the United States trying to derail the Iran nuclear agreement. You know, Israel does not want Iran under control. They want Iran removed, not because they're afraid of a war. I mean, you know, Israel has, you know, hundreds and hundreds of nuclear warheads. Iran is not going to attack them. But Iran is a regional rival in terms of political influence and economics, and Israel wants them to be taken care of. This is how Israel rises to prominence. They don't actually improve their own country. They just arrange to destroy anybody who makes them look bad here. And as usual, we're hearing all this talk about nuclear bomb over at politics.com. They're out there saying Iran is just weeks away from having enough material for a nuclear bomb here. Now, Iran has been weeks away from a nuclear bomb for 30 years now, and it hasn't happened yet. And, Iran, as part of their signing and ratifying of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, allows IAEA inspections of all their facilities, and the IAEA has not documented anything that looks like weapons development. Iran wants nuclear power stations because they know the oil is going to run out at some point. They want to do medical isotopes. They want to do industrial applications for nuclear power, which they're allowed to do under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Okay. Meanwhile, Israel is out there saying that Iran's nuclear breakout time may be 4 to 6 months away from now. So we went from we're going to bomb Iraq because they've got nuclear weapons, which they didn't have, to we're going to bomb Iran because they might get a nuclear weapon sometime soon, which, you know, talk about pre-crime is exactly what's going on there. All right, over in Israel, there's been an unfortunate incident. Prime Minister Bennett announced that the Yaman, the Israeli Special Forces, and Shin Bet basically carried out an extrajudicial killing of three suspected Palestinian fighters. They were not arrested. They were not given their day in court. Israel just simply went on out and shot them down. And that, of course, is only increasing the tension between Israel and Palestine. Okay, we got to take another break. So we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're going to talk a little bit about the economy. Do you remember back when the inflation was just starting to hit us all, and the Biden administration and the corporate media were out there saying it's transitory, it's not going to last very long, things will be back to normal, which goes back to that 2 weeks to flatten the curve, which was also an incredible piece of nonsense here. And today, even the corporate media is acknowledging there is more trouble ahead for the U.S. economy. So, yeah, hunker down, get ready for it. Just remember, when the corporate media was saying it's transitory and nothing to worry about, and obviously the deteriorating economy is going to work against the Democrats in the midterm elections, and the Democrats are going to try and find, excuses. They're already trying to say that inflation is being caused by climate change. That was kind of out there. And, of course, they're going to try and blame former President Trump. But when Trump left office, the economy was in fairly decent shape. It wasn't great, but it was fairly decent. It has certainly deteriorated noticeably since Biden took office. Okay, down at Tyson Foods, they are hiking their beef, chicken, and pork prices by double digits. And to nobody's surprise, their stock has soared. One of the few. I mean, it was a real bad day on the stock market. And the Dow was down like over 400 at one point here. Meanwhile, NBC News is out there saying prepare for sticker shock when car shopping. Car prices are up 15% this year, and that's if you can even find the model you want because of the chip shortage. And now, of course, the Canadian blockades at the border are limiting parts to the automobile manufacturers. Well, maybe those automobile manufacturers ought to start getting those parts for the cars from American companies. Now, that strikes me as a really, really good idea. Okay, there is a new survey that came on out showing that 7 out of every 10 Americans, 70% of Americans, are currently living paycheck to paycheck. And they found 63% don't see themselves reaching any level of financial security that will allow them to live the lifestyle they want. And I know how to get those Americans away from paycheck to paycheck living. Stop taxing them into poverty to give money to Israel, illegal aliens, drag queen story hour, and, of course, the endless wars here, there, and everywhere around the globe. Okay, consumer debt has now skyrocketed back to 2007 levels. So, people are being forced to rely on their credit cards more and go deeper into debt. Now, interestingly enough, despite the oil shortages that we are seeing in this country and Biden's promise that he will provide gas to Europe in the event of a war with Russia, which would shut off the pipelines there, climate change activists are now putting pressure on U.S. oil producers to reduce drilling. Does that sound like a good idea? I don't think so. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification, and we're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.